Hey, welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know, my name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you anytime you want, because I have over almost 600 shows that you can click on and listen to any freaking topic you want at any given moment. That's the world we live in. This is the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. Don't know how you did. I'd love to know how you found the show, what you were searching for, and I've had so many emails from people who were searching for something positive at the darkest part of their life, even to the point to where they were ready to end their life, and they found the show by searching for something positive. So the more you tell me what you search for, the better I can help the algorithm find, more people find this show that need it, all right? And you can tell me at 304-506-3332. You can text me at that phone number, and I'd love to hear how you found this show, what you searched for, and what you think I could do to help get this show, get this out to more people. I mean, there's billions of people in the world, and I only reached 2.5 million. I want more. I want more. I want to help more people stay positive and be positive. Hey, by the way, I appreciate everyone who has ordered books. If you've been patiently waiting for like a week and a half for your personalized book, I know a few people have. They shipped out this morning. Let's see, that would be March 29th. They shipped out. They're on their way. Sorry it took so long, but I had to get more books. And I really appreciate you supporting me instead of Amazon and Big Tech. It really helps. It helps the show because the money I get from Amazon is pennies compared to when you buy directly through my website, bepositivepodcast.com. Everything you buy through the website, I make a more profit that helps me keep this show going, because with all these shows, I'm taking up storage and bandwidth, and with 2.5 million subscribers and listeners to the show, I have to pay for that bandwidth. So if you want to help support that, grab a book, The Positive Perspective, and you can go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. All the links at the top. I don't have to explain Internet 101 to you. So anyway, what was I talking about? Let's get back. Let's get to the show. And this show is called What Are We Talking About? And when I started this podcast tonight, today, whenever you're listening to it, at this point in the podcast, I still don't know what I'm going to talk about. All I know is that I have a show called What Are We Talking About? And what comes to mind with that phrase, first and foremost, is what is the most important thing that people are talking about right now? And what is being put in our face as supposedly important right now? What are we not paying attention to right now? Well, I think the first thing that I would say that we are not paying attention to right now is ourselves, our health, our well-being, our place in this physical existence, that and I call it the meat suit that we're riding in, because that's what it is. You know, we continue to go on energy-wise, but we are here for a reason. But what is the reason? What are we paying attention to? What are you focusing on? What is your main purpose in your mind for actually existing here? And this could be a very short show. I could have edited that out, but... But I'm not going to, because this is a straight up show. And when I mess up, I mess up. I'm only human. Well, right now, anyway. But back to what I was talking about is, what is our purpose? What is your purpose? What makes you happy? What brings you joy? And people ask me, and I've got emails and text messages going, how can you be so happy? How can you be so optimistic? And how can you always be so positive? Well, I'll tell you this right now. I'm not always 100% positive. You know, we all have our bad days. We have negative vibes, but it's how long you let them ride in your life and affect your being with the negative shit. It doesn't benefit anybody. It doesn't, and it feeds on itself. Just as positive and happiness feeds on itself too. So if you choose to ride in the negative, or you had a bad day at work, so you got to come home and you got to take out your family and then have a miserable night, and then you go to sleep miserable and pissed off and wake up the next day and go to your work because, and at the same time, when you go to your job the next day, you're still going to be pissed off from the day before if you're holding on to those feelings and really giving a shit about the superficial things in life that really are meaningless. In a roundabout way, the whole purpose of your existence here on this earth, your physical manifestation of your consciousness that you are experiencing right now, the whole purpose of that, side note, that you chose to experience, is to experience a physical existence. To experience an individuality where you have a choice to be and do and act however you want to. And it's proven with every human being on this planet. Right? There's a lot of them. But each one of them is unique. Human beings are unique. Each person is different. Some people are happy. Some are sad. Some are serial killers. Some are saviors. Some are whatever they choose to experience their existence at this point in their life here on this planet is right. And that's the shortest statement that I've ever said about humanity. What you're experiencing in your life as an individual, if you are happy, then what you do, what you think and what you act and how you are is correct for you. It's right. And no one can tell you any different. I don't care if you feel like you're a fish, if you're a dog, if you're, if you see yourself as something else other than others see you, it doesn't matter. What matters is what you think about you, how your life is to you, how happy you are in your world, disregarding the outside world, anybody else's opinion of you. Because if you are 100% happy with who you are, you know, I mean, all the way down to think about it, okay, I'd like to have less sugar intake in my life and see how that works for me. I'd like to lose some weight. I'd like to get in better shape. But overall, who I am, I like the guy that I am. So when I start focusing on that and going, okay, I like this. I like my life. I like who I am. Who else likes that? This person doesn't agree with who I am. Oh, that's okay. You can have your opinion. Now, whether we can be friends or not, it's up to you, because I'm fine. If you want to push people into a pigeonhole, a stereotypical, societal media based, whatever. I'm starting to get in conspiracy theory world here, but if you want to push me into any other category, that's up to you. For me, when I start thinking about what the whole point of my existence. Now, I've taken this off of you and it's bringing it back to me. My whole purpose for existence depends on my perception of my reality. So who I am is the sum of who I think I am, who I know I can be, and who I've learned from over these past, this past half a century plus. So the guy that I am, the person that I am, I hope you like it, because if not, it's fine for you. But I am always going to be me 100%. and as you should be you, 100%. Because the only two entities you have to answer to, well, there could be three if you want to get really like quantum physics level, is yourself, your consciousness, and God. And however you envision those and what order you put those, they are all relevant to each other. So when you are true to yourself, and I've talked about the mirror test to people numerous times, and I just spoke with a friend of mine and brought up the mirror test to him. We got really deep. One of his friends is very on the edge. He's a bunch of college buddies, and one of their friends is not stable, and all the buddies, four or five dudes, are all like, man, we got to keep, I forget his name, keep him safe and keep him focused and keep him driving towards a positive life. And after talking to him, I'm like, these are five dudes trying to help their friend, and their friend isn't really responding the way they think he should. But it's a very gallant, I think the word is gallant, I don't know how to say it, effort to support your friend and help them through the dark times. And through that, you're going to learn more about life. But what are we actually talking about? That's the name of the show. What are we talking about? What are we talking about here? I mean, you have people saying that we are a program. This is like the Matrix. It's not real. Your life isn't real. Saying that the universe is infinite. We can't even measure it. Our existence, there's how many billions of galaxies, and when you put us in the scale of that, it's like worse than a grain of sand on the beach of the world, how small our existence is here. But we're here for a freaking reason, man. I honestly believe that we're here for a reason. What are we talking about? What am I talking about here? I'm talking about how your existence, how your perception of reality affects everything. It's all connected. We're all connected. So when you think some way or act some way or feel some way or respond some way, the universe responds in this manner. But if you respond in a different way, totally different way, with a different perspective, the universe responds in a different way. So on a quantum level, okay, I'm not going to get too deep here because I really don't understand this shit. But on a quantum level, did I just say quantum level with a straight face? They say that nothing exists unless it's observed. So that means is that now that I'm here in my studio downstairs, upstairs, my living room, my family, my world doesn't exist. Now, I can't fathom that. But then when you correlate it to if you're in a video game that has infinite worlds, infinite ways to go, there's no end to where you can go in a video game. Yet when you're playing the game, you can only see so much. You know, one room at a time, one city at a time. You don't see the entire game. And from some of the stuff I've been watching about quantum physics and science, that's what we are in, the Matrix. We are in that kind of existence that we can only see what's ahead of us like a game. But everything exists at all times. And that's why the thought of time, the whole theory of time is all based on a physical existence. And when some of the stuff I've read and videos I've watched, the people who have had afterlife experiences or near death experiences or whatever, it's always that when they get to that point, when their body is dead and they have moved on, They experience everything at once. There's no time. There's no emotion. It's all joy and happy. There's no sadness. And you are experiencing everything simultaneously. So there's that. All right. I just went off on a tangent there, but I really appreciate everybody who has, supported the show all these years. And, I appreciate you, the new people who have, come to the show and purchased a book. And, I made a mistake on a couple books. They went out, $12, $13 books, and I personalized them. Sorry, I wrote in your book, but, it happens. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. If you want to talk to me, you want to text me, use the text line 304-506-3332. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.